Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart, they roll away, they roll away. It was there. By faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart, they roll away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. I have to just say that one more time. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart, it roll away, it was there by faith, I received. And now I am happy all the day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you for this day, thanking you for the privilege that you have given us, God. Yes, it is a privilege, oh God, that we can come before your throne of grace and mercy, God. To just touch, oh God, just to touch, oh God, your holy presence, just to be found, oh God, seeking and learning more about you. We are just grateful today, God, grateful. We know that so much is going on, but we know that this is the Friday, oh God. That Jesus, your son, he was whipped all night long. This is the day, God. This is the day that he chose to stand in my place, in your place. The places where we should have been. But Jesus decided that he would bear our cross. That's why I said at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart, it rolled away, rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. We just thank you, God, thank you for your privileges, oh God, that you alone have given us, oh God. Thank you, God, for the food, the clothes, the shelter, God, that you have provided for us, oh God. Many of us don't know who you are. They think you are the Easter Bunny. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to prick their hearts, God. Let them know that there's more to it than just coming to a service on a Sunday wearing a summer dress, something new, a little spring outfit, and then just going to a park and just having a great time. Let them learn, oh God, that it's more to it than just dying an egg. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that we will be careful. We're going to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen. Amen. And we thank God. We're just going to move quickly into what we have prepared to talk about this evening. Mm-hmm. And our scripture was, I didn't do the scripture, but the scripture was, Father, I trust my spirit into your hands. Luke 46. Mm-hmm. So here we are having, we're giving reverence to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's what we're doing. We're talking about those three events. Mm-hmm. The death, the burial. Mm-hmm. Should I say the, when I say the death, I should say the crucifixion, because that's basically what it was. Someone being actually crucified. Such a terrible, horrible death. The crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. I get totally emotional when I think about what Jesus went through. Just for me. I get emotional because I was lost. I didn't know any better. But that was no excuse. But I thank God that I know him now. That I have a voice. That I will be one crying in the wilderness, crying in the mountaintops, crying in the valley. That thus said the Lord. Yes. Yes. Jesus, some of us who may not even know why we why we care so much about Jesus. You know, a lot of people wonder, oh, why do you always talk about Jesus? Oh, why do you want to always run the church? Huh? It's because he cared for us. While we were in sin, he was willing to die for all of us. Jesus, Mary's son. Jesus, born of a virgin. Earthly father, Joseph. Jesus was proclaimed as the carpenter's son. Jesus came from a place where nothing good was supposed to actually come out of that place. Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. Denied. He decided to go to the cross for us. A people who weren't worthy to be blessed in such a way. Mm-mm. We should have been on that cross. I should have been there. I should have been nailed to the cross in his place for my sins. Jesus, who was sinless, Jesus, who committed no sin, died for us. So let's move quickly into the crucifixion, which is Luke 23. We're not going to be long because we want to try and cover as much as we can, knowing that today is a very sacred day. I get very emotional about this day. And it just, I usually don't do anything on this day. Just think about Jesus. Verse 26 is where we're going to start, and it says, Jesus was laid away. He was laid over. He was sent. Let's just say sent. He was sent to Pilate, a man whose wife had told him who was Pilate. Pilate was one of the kings. And the Jewish Pharisees, they wanted to hear what Jerusalem had to say about Jesus. They didn't want to make it look like they were the only ones trying to persecute him, even though that's really what it was. Yeah, think about this. We see this today, how we are plotted on every hand. We are perplexed. Jesus, he was led to Pilate. And as he was led to Pilate, in Matthew 27 and 19, it says here that Pilate's wife, they don't give her name. They just, it says that she was his wife. She said, "I had a terrible nightmare about this man. Last night, and you should have no part in this, because this man is innocent." And I just want you to hold your, put a pen on, mark it, or whatever you want to do. Because all through this episode, the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection, the Father was working. The Father was not just sitting on the throne. He was moving on behalf of his Son. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If any of you have children and you know that your children may be going through something or have gone through something at one time, you wanted to be present. You wanted to show some sign of support, no matter what it was you had to do. Maybe you couldn't be there. In the spirit, you could. Think about it. She had a dream. Now, we know as believers where dreams come from. Huh? Verse 28 tells us, Jesus spoke. He spoke to the daughters of Jerusalem. As they were weeping, he said, "Don't weep for yourselves and for your children." Wow. Isn't that something? Now here Jesus is getting ready to be crucified. And again, a crucifixion, to be crucified is a terrible death. It's not some way you get a lethal injection and you just lay down and that's it. This is beaten, bruised, you're blooded. It could be more than 10 hours of this type of whipping that you receive. Jesus. And so when the day came, and the days, he said that the day, there are days that are coming. When they will say, listen to this, "Fortunate indeed are the women who are childless, the womb that have not born a child, and the breasts that have never nursed." Jesus is talking to the women about things that have yet to come. Think about that. Verse 30 says, people will beg the mountains to fall on them. Think about that. And the hills to be buried on top of them. This is called the tribulation. This is, you know, at this point, it's just, you've had all your chances. Yeah. Everyone who loves God wants to be airlifted at this point. You want to be airlifted out of here. Because this is the tribulation period that Christ is talking about. Verse 31 says, for if these things are done when the tree is green, listen to me carefully, what will happen when it is dry? Think about that. If the tree, it's going to just dry up and the leaves are all green. I didn't say that the leaves are all brown, but they're green. And we know that if the leaves are green, that usually represents nurtured, healthy. That's what we usually witness. But here it says here, if these things are done when the tree is green, what will happen when it is brown? Think about that. It's all over. There's no second and third chance. A tree is green is usually alive. This will not be the case. Let's move quickly into John 19, where we see that Pilate had Jesus flogged with a whip, flogged with a whip. By the soldiers. And then the soldiers took time to make a crown of thorns, long, sharp thorns, and placed it on his head. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They marked him, and they hit him with their fists and with these rods. Jesus, Mary's baby. Did you hear me? Jesus. Verse 4 says, Pilate wanted to be clear, and he wanted to make it clear because Pilate acknowledged what his wife had said to him. This was the relationship that he had with his wife. And you know, some leaders have this type of relationship and some leaders don't. But Pilate listened to what his wife said. And he came forward, and he wanted to make it clear. And he stated here in verse 4, people, I need to make it clear that he was brought to me, this Jesus. But he found no fault. He found nothing wrong. He felt no guilt. He felt no charges with this man. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Jesus, at that very moment, he was declared innocent. But that did not satisfy the Pharisee and the Sadducee. That wasn't enough. Mark 16. Here we are at the crucifixion. We were leaving the crucifixion, and here we are. We're at the tomb in Mark 16. And the reason why I felt that it was necessary to do these different books, because each writer writes something different about the actual experience that they had, that they experienced about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And here we see Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, the mother of James. They went to purchase spices to be used for burial. Now, you know, we don't do that because people are embalmed. But in those times, they weren't embalmed. And so there was the Jewish people, they used spices that would actually have great smells and scents and try to preserve the bodies, because the bodies were usually wrapped up. Yeah. But listen to this real carefully. Now, as they were walking, and you know, women, we do this a lot. When we're walking as a group, we chit-chatting and we're talking about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We're trying to make our plans on just how it's going to be done. But as they entered the tomb to the right side of the tomb, in Mark 16, said a young man, clothed in a white robe. An angel, the sign of the Father still working on his son's behalf. Look at that. An angel. Quite naturally, the women were startled. They were shocked. They were surprised. And the angel said, do not be afraid. Do not be surprised. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified? He isn't here. The angel speaks. Isn't it something? Yeah. He has been risen from the dead. And it says, look. This is where they laid his body. Verse 7 says, now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. Now, women, we have heard this being said to us, how we're supposed to go run and tell the story, how we're supposed to make sure that follow instructions. See, that's the whole key to this whole thing what the angel is saying. Follow instruction. Go directly where? To the disciples and Peter. It didn't say go around the corner and go over there and talk to somebody else before you got to them. It didn't say get on your cell phone and call your partner, your friend. It didn't say that. See, this is why so often we get in trouble. Why? Because we are not in tune to what God is saying to us. The instruction was to just go to the disciples and Peter. Of course, there's a reason why it says and Peter, but that's not what we're here to discuss. We want you to see how the Father was steady working, glory be to God, on behalf of his son. Jesus, he was alive, and he was moving. This is what our lesson is saying. Jesus was moving. So that means he had resurrected. Glory be to God. Yeah. He was no longer in the tomb. And you see, leaders, we have heard leaders go before us and come in our presence and tell us that Jesus has resurrected. That if you are in him, you have resurrecting power. We've heard this. And some of us have said that, but some of us refuse to understand what resurrection really means. It's telling us that what was dead is no longer dead, that it's alive now. It's alive, and it's alive and well. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes, Jesus. And she says here, you will see him there just as he told you before he died. Look at Jesus. Look at him. Glory be to God. Making sure you have everything, everything. When he said that he would never leave us, glory be to God. He said he would never forsake us. He took time to send somebody to remind us. Glory. Because so often we forget. We get so busy in whatever it is we're busy doing, and we forget what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has said to us. We're too busy, and we miss it. We miss that blessing. We miss it. And it's not because it wasn't given to us. It was because we were too busy. Listen to that. The angel told them, remember? This is what he had said. So he had given us everything that we needed. Just as today, when people get there and they be praying and asking God, oh God, we need such a thing. We need, hey, he has done everything. This whole scene, the crucifixion, the burial, the resurrection, completes it all. We have everything we need. And we're going to see further on that the Holy Spirit is going to be present. And that's it. That's the icing on the cake. There is nothing else that you need. All you need to do is stay focused and stop being so busy where you can't hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Then it says here, the women flew. They ran from the tomb. They ran trembling, and then they were so bewildered. They couldn't say anything. They were speechless. Huh? They were frightened, terrified to talk. But they ran, reported everything to the disciples and Peter. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Jesus has resurrected. Jesus. Notice that the angel waited. The angel waited for the women and then gave the instructions on what they should do. And I just want to remind you, just this day, that I just want to say to you, Jesus has risen. He is no longer in the tomb. Just as the angel was planted there to remind the women that Jesus is resurrected. I am here this day to remind you, to remind us, Jesus is resurrected. He's no longer in the tomb. Rise up, women. Rise up, brothers. Rise up, sisters in Christ. Yeah. Because it was at the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart, they rolled away. It was there by faith that I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening today. I ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to continue rest on you and your families at this Resurrection Sunday. We ask that you be blessed in Jesus' name.